What is the premise for this new cushion? Why are we expanding the product line?
I think the expansion of the Ride Custom, specifically the cushion product line, is in response to a number of things. One of them is we've learned over the years that, especially with the introduction of the Java cushion, that we can, in fact, be very effective at stabilizing posture and protecting skin on a softer interface. Can you couple that discovery with the continued requests from a segment of the user population that just prefers something softer? So the challenge for us was to determine to what degree we can still execute our unique way of support that's made Ride different, made Ride more effective, and do so in a way that meets the requirements of a broader audience.
Joe? It's in those care centers, Tom, and those group homes where you need just a slightly softer interface, those wipeable covers where you have multiple caregivers, and just that little more comfort becomes a priority.
And also those advanced neuromuscular diseases too. We know that in the past with the traditional firm support that we still feel is the gold standard for the Ride approach to sitting, is that we've been challenged sometimes to support the person that doesn't have normal sensation but would be in that category what you would call like hypersensate, where MS, they just feel everything. ALS. Yeah, like so MS, ALS, MD.
Even MD.
MD, those folks are just so hypersensitive that it's such a challenge to get them comfortable. So we feel that this will be another alternative where somebody who's biased more towards a more forgiving surface may enjoy the feel of that, but still get the benefit of the Ride mechanism of support.
So how is it different from the existing Ride Custom 2 cushion?
Oh, that's a really good question. Let me say it's much like if you're familiar with our standard products. You know, the Java cushion is the firmer of our standard products. And the Java cushion, because it is firmer, we can create a truly offloading cushion where there is no contact, complete offloading of the at-risk bony prominences. Whereas on the forward cushion, when you start to go softer, it's just very, very difficult to get that full offloading. Same thing with the Custom 2 versus the Custom AccuSoft, is that the Custom 2 is still going to be, again, the gold standard for representation of the Ride orthotic and prosthetic-based mechanism of support. Accurate shape with a firm material gives us the ability to lift safely the low-risk areas and give best protection to the high-risk areas. When you go to a softer foam, the softer foam is just not supportive enough to isolate those forces of support to narrower areas. So chances are most people on the Ride AccuSoft are going to feel some contact everywhere, but there will be that feel of a slightly greater forces at the low-risk areas with a reduction of those forces at the high-risk area. The other element that makes it unique is the ability to manage heat and moisture. The Custom 2 requires no inner cover, in fact, no incontinent cover at all, because the material in of itself is incontinent proof. With that type of design, we're able to use just three-dimensional spacer fabric on the cushion with a ventilated well so that we get this really effective air transport through the whole cushion. With the Custom AccuSoft, much like the forward cushion, we rely on the contour with the outer cover to allow for some airflow and some dry air space between the sitter and the cushion, but it's not going to be as effective as the Custom 2 on heat and moisture management, but surprisingly effective in spite of that.
One of the advantages, too, of the RCC2 over the AccuSoft is obviously still it's just the lightweight of that cushion. Still is the lightest weight cushion on the market. So for those lower level paras and just lightweight chairs, whatever, it's just a real superior cushion to just really help with shoulder preservation, too. So just a great, great cushion.
So you don't understand how it's different from Ride Custom 2, but from the competition, what you've got first and foremost is the expression of our patented mechanism of support. We've already talked about that. And the other element is the ability to modify the cushion at the time of fitting, the ability to adjust the cushion through the cam wedge adjustment over time. So we're able to improve our chances of our certified providers of making a delivery at the time they take the cushion out to the customer, because they can open up the incontinent protection, modify the cushion without affecting the integrity of the cushion. And then if the client should change over time, that same process can be used to modify in the future or insertion of the cam wedges to tighten the contour a little bit in the event of weight loss or some tissue atrophy. So it's adaptable over time.
Mm-hmm. So, and also when you compare against our competitors, Cushion 2, they rely on heavy frame structures and just not adjustable as far as putting the cushion into the chair. And when you look at weight, the AccuSoft is more of a standard type wheelchair cushion, which keeps the weight a lot lighter. And I think all of that's important, you know, when you're looking at not only the client, but you look at the caretakers too. Just easier to push the chair, like within the facility or wherever they're going, up ramps or whatever, and those types of advantages too.
Yes, weight is an issue, and there's a number of challenges. The application of custom cushions has been limited due to, historically, the technology available to fill that role. And that's been heavy, bulky, full contact foam cushions that can't manage heat and moisture. Okay, and that full contact means, when it's a full contact, if it is an accurate shape, you got to sit in it exactly right. You dare not move. Traditional custom has no mechanism for dealing with change over time. And as I've discussed already, we have a mechanism by which you can modify or adjust the cushion to adapt for change over time. You have no mechanism for growth. Our systems can be grown. So we can manage growth and change over time throughout our entire custom product line. So through our Contour, the Ride Customs cushions across the board and our standard products have a tolerance not only for some positioning error, but also a tolerance, even a promotion of movement on the product. You've got the ability across the product line to manage heat and moisture, which is in fact recognized internationally as the number one independent risk factor for skin breakdown for your superficial wounds, your stage one and stage two wounds. So cushions just simply by design have to be able to manage that to even address the most common and prominent sores, which are the superficial wounds. So by managing and designing different and better products that address the shortcomings of traditional custom, and then coupling that with the state-of-the-art simulation process, clean simulation process, with a scanning technology that's secure, that is simple to use, as well integrated with the order forms, makes the whole process of simulating, capturing the information, communicating the information much, much more efficient. And we also have the fastest turn times for custom products in the industry. At this point, we're shipping all products in 10 to 12 business days, which is simply unheard of in this industry. So we think we're well equipped to be the best partner for the broadest range of custom seating needs, as well as our standard products.